What would you call a warm, dry wind blowing east off the Rocky Mountains?
Gosh, they have those.
Yeah, I know. We don't get it here, so people have trouble coming up with
that
name.
No, but I've read a lot about them. They may use the same term that they get in California when
For a coastal wind?
No, but...
Well, the word that I'm looking for is actually the same as the coastal southwest wind from Oregon on northward. So it's two different winds, but they have the same name.
Name. Yeah, and I just can't think of it.
Chinook?
Well, yeah, Chinook winds, yeah.
Is that the word you're looking for?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Now, what would you call it if the wind suddenly started to blow cold? What's that called?
Suddenly started to blow cold.
All of a sudden, a really cold wind.
Well, I don't have a name for it. It's just a phenomenon that it's obviously a change of the weather.
Okay. What do you call it when the crops are failing because there's not enough water?
A drought.
Okay. What kinds of grasses would a farmer cultivate?
I don't know what species they would be. He'd obviously look for something that's going to stand the drought.
Uh-huh. Well, a wheat is a type of grass that a farm might grow.
Yeah.
Well, what kinds of, what sorts of grasses do we grow in El Paso on the farms?
Well, alfalfa is the most common, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Now, alfalfa, they can cut it once and then it grows up again.
Right, right.
What do you call those other crops of alfalfa that grow up after the first cutting?
Well, they refer to them as the second cutting and so on, so I've heard them referred to.
Okay. What are some trees that we have in El Paso?
Well, one of the most famous is the mulberry tree, which I think is now banned by city ordinance, mulberries, when I was a kid, they all had these blue inedible or purple inedible berries that could discolor the sidewalk, and if you were running around barefooted, you got to all of stained your feet and everything. Then they came up with a non-bearing mulberry. So willows is another common tree around here. Elms, the Chinese elm, grows fast, makes good shade tree, doesn't live very long.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the most common ones I can think of.
Did you ever happen to see a tree, maybe you would have seen it in the south, I don't know, but it drops burrs on the ground. The burrs are about this big. We only have them here in, like, as ornamental trees, like in somebody's yard, somebody might have one.
Yeah.
But they take a lot of water, so.
Yeah. Well, I can't think. I've seen trees that do drop various sort of things. Of course, your pine trees, you got all your pine cones.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Same idea.
Well, have you ever seen a sycamore?
Yeah. I don't think it's very common here, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
Yeah.
What about those trees in Cloudcroft with the white bark and the leaves turn gold in the fall?
Aspens.
Mm-hmm.